Today's Amud is Chagiga Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Avru Hagisais. So the Mishnah had said that Avru Hagisais, that the Am Haaretz is believed about the Tahara of his Truma during the pressing season, during the wine and the oil pressing season. However, Avru Hagisais, once the pressing season ends, Hagisais v'habadim, once the pressing season for wine and oil ends, v'heviu loichaveh shal yayin, and the Am Haaretz brings the chaver a barrel of Truma wine, so then the halacha is lo yikablenu heimenu, so then the chaver is not allowed to take it from the Am Haaretz, he's not allowed to trust him with the tahara of the oil and the wine, because only during the pressing season, when everybody's tire their kalim, so then the Am Haaretz has nemanis. But otherwise, the Am Haaretz does not have nemanis, and it's becheskas tuma. Aval manicha legas haba. But what you could do is you could tell the Am Haaretz, hold on to it until the next pressing season. And even though you know it came from already after the pressing season, you could tell him, wait until the pressing season, and during the pressing season, so then the Am Haaretz has nemanis, and then he's allowed to give it to the chaver, and the chaver is allowed to take it. And the Gemara is a shaila, so we mentioned that outside of the pressing season, so when it's not the pressing season, the Am Haaretz does not have nemanis, and the chaver is not allowed to take it from the Am Haaretz. He could tell him to wait until the pressing season, but then he's not allowed to, then and there, when it's not the pressing season, he's not allowed to take it from the Am Haaretz. So, Boim Minim Rav Sheshes, the Talmidim asked Rav Sheshes the Shaila, Avar Vikiblu Mahu Shianichanu Legas Haba. Let's say the chaver, he didn't listen to Chazal, and he went ahead and he accepted the Truma wine from the Am Haaretz. It's not during the pressing season. And he took it from the Am Haaretz. Mahu sheyanichenu legas haba. Can you hold on to it until the next pressing season? And then once it's the next pressing season, so then you can enjoy the wine. Meaning, l'chaira, there should be no difference between this case and the case mentioned by the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when the Am Haaretz goes to the chaver with the wine, so the chaver is not allowed to take it, but he's allowed to tell the Am Haaretz, hold on to it until the next pressing season, and then he could take it. So now L'chaira, it's the same thing. So over here, the chaver happens to be, he's taking it. Maybe he could hold on to it until the next pressing season, and that would be okay. What's the sad not? The Tosfos Rid explains that the sad to say that this would be a problem is because maybe we have to be choshesh that maybe the chaver might end up drinking from it or using it during the year when it's not the pressing season. If he's holding on to it in his own house, so maybe we should be chayshesh that he's going to end up using it, and therefore we should tell him that he's not allowed to just hold on to it until the next pressing season. He's not allowed to drink this wine. It's becheskas tmeo, and he's not allowed to drink it. That's the Gemara Shaila. Do we have this chashash that maybe he's going to drink it during the year? So Amar Luhu, Rav Shesha said back to the Talmidim, the Tanisua, that's a mafra that we can know the halacha based off of a Mishnah in Maseches Demai. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, if you have a chaver va'am aretz, you have brothers, one's a chaver, and other brothers in Am Haaretz, sheyarshu es avihem Am Haaretz, and their father was in Am Haaretz, the chaver he starked out, otherwise his other brother remained the Am Haaretz that his father was. So his father, the father was in Am Haaretz, he had two sons, one remained in Am Haaretz, and the other one starked out. So the halacha is like this. So the halacha is, now they get in the Yerusha, there's a lot of peiros, there's a lot of wine and oils and fruits and vegetables, all these types of things. Now the chaver has nothing to do with anything that has a chashash of tumah. On the other hand, the chaver, as we're going to see in this Mishnah, he's not allowed to tell the Am Haaretz, you know what, you take the food that has problems and I'll take other things. Because you're not allowed to give problematic food to an Am Haaretz. That's being machshel him. So he's not allowed to do that either. What he could do, says the Mishnah, is that Yachol Leimer Loi, the chaver is allowed to tell his brother, the Am Haaretz, he's allowed to tell him, Tol Ata Chitin Shebemakoyim Pleini, V'ani Chitin Shebemakoyim Pleini. You know what? You take the wheat that's in that corner of the field that was hukshar lekabel tuma, became wet, and I'll take the wheat over there on that side of the field that remained dry. And this type of setup, even though he's giving his, it seems like he's giving his brother problematic food, being that it's the same type of food, it's both chitin, so we can apply the principle of breira. Going back to the old breira, we had many times in Maseches Beitzah, that we could apply the principle of breira, of retroactive determination, which means that since it's the same type of food, so we could view it that as soon as the father died, it was the father that was giving some of his estate, some of his produce to the Am Haaretzan, and some of his produce he was given to the Chaver. So since it was the father that was giving it out to each one, so that's not a problem for the chaver to make the division like that. It's only going to be a problem if it's not the same thing, if it's not the same type of food, so then we view it that the chaver is the one giving it to the amaretz. But if it's the same type, so then we could apply the principle of breira and view it that as soon as the father died, that's the chelik that fell to the amaretz, and the other part is the chelik that fell to the chaver. So again, so if it's both chitin, the chaver is allowed to tell the amaretz, you take the chitin in that area, which he doesn't want because it was Hochshel Kabel Tama, and I'll take the chitin in that corner of the field. He could also tell him, Toata Yayin Shabamakim Plaini, you take the wine that was in that part of the vat, Vani Yayin Shabamakim Plaini, and I'll take the other wine because he knows that some of the wine had problems, so or at least the Cheshasha problem. So he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to divide up the estate like that. But the chaver, the brother who starked out, is not allowed to tell his brother the Amar that you take the liquids, which have a lot of problems, very likely it became tame, you take the liquids, vani yavesh, and I'll take the solids, I'll take the foods. Or tol ata chitin vani sa'irim, you take the wheat, and I'll take the barley. Because in those cases, you cannot apply the principle of breira, because it's two different things. You can't say that as soon as the father died, the chitin fell to the amaretz, and the sa'irim fell to the chaver, because there's no way for that to naturally happen. If it's all chitin, so you could say, retroactively, that's the chitin that fell to the Am Haaretz, and that's the chitin that fell to the chaver. But when it's two different things, that's not something that's natural. You can't just say that. Then it's like the chaver's giving it to the Am Haaretz, that would be a problem. But if it's the same min, so then it's beseder. Now the Mishnah continues, so that all is not really nageya to our Gemara, at least directly. What's negated to us is the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then says, "Utani Allah," or it's not the Mishnah, the "Vatani Allah." We learned in the Brisa on this Mishnah. The Brisa says like this. The Brisa says that Isay Chaver, and when it comes to that Chaver, let's say he was forced to taking certain things that have problems. So Isay Chaver, Sayreif Halach Umaniach Hasayavesh. Whatever he gets, that's a liquid. So and it has problems. Is this Chashashes of Tuma? So he'll have, and let's say it's Truma, so it's potential Truma Temeya, so we'll have to burn it. Let's say he's a kind, he could use it and he could burn it for light, to provide for himself light in the house. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to burn it. He's anything that's a liquid, he's allowed to burn. Umaniach esayavesh. And the things that are dry, so those he's allowed to just keep and use it, because it's dry, there's no chashashes of tuma. Now the question is like this. The Braisa seems to say that the only Eitzah the Chaver has, the only Eitzah he has with the things that are lach, with the liquids, is that he could burn it. And the question is that we just said, we had a tzad to say before, that maybe if a chaver receives, if he's iver and he receives wine from the Am Haaretz when it's not during the pressing season, that we had a tzad to say that maybe he could hold on to it until the pressing season, and then he could consider it tar. Now if that's true, that such an eitzah works, that if a chaver receives wine, he's allowed to hold on to it until the pressing season, and then he's allowed to assume that it's tar. So amai, why does the Braisa tell this chaver that what he should do is he should burn the liquids? Why is that his only Eitzah? Why can't he just hold on to the liquids and hold on to it until the next pressing season? And once he gets to the next pressing season, so then he's allowed to assume that it's tar and he could even drink it. He doesn't just have to use it as fire fuel. So this was Rav Chisda's Raya. You see that it must be that Eitzah does not work. It does not work. Once the Chaver is Iver and he takes the liquids and it's not during the pressing season, he's not allowed to just hold on to it until the pressing season and consider it Tahar. However, the Gemara is Madcha the Raya, it's not a Raya. I could tell you that really that Eitzah does work. Really, if a Chaver takes the wine, if he takes oil when it's not during the pressing season, he's allowed to hold on to it until the pressing season, and then he could consider it Tahar. So why does the Braisa say by this chaver, by the case of Yerusha, that his Eitza is to be Sairef as Halach, is to burn the oil and use it for fire fuel? Why is that his Eitza? It's because, says the Gemara, V'davar she'ein lay gas. It's because we're talking about something, when we said Sairef as Halach, we're not referring to things that have a pressing season. We're referring to something like Rashi says, like date beer, which doesn't have a gas. There is no pressing season for date beer, and therefore there's no eitza to hold on to it until the pressing season, because there is no pressing season. And what the Braisa was saying is Sarif HaSalach means he has to destroy it, he has to get rid of it, he has no eitza, he has nothing to do with it, there's nothing that he could do with the liquids, all he could do is just destroy it, is just to burn it. He can't hold on to it until the next pressing season, not because the eitza doesn't work, but because in this case we're dealing with something which doesn't have a pressing season, we were dealing with date beer. Well, ask the Gemara, there's still another Eitza. L'chaira, there's another Eitza of the Yanichana L'Regel. So this is something we'll learn about later, is that during the Regel, during Yom Tov's time, so Amaretz had Nemanus that their things were tar. So V'yanichana L'Regel, why can't he just hold on to it to the Regel? If this Eitza works of holding on to it until the pressing season, so L'chaira, we should also say that it works to hold on to it until the Regel. So why can't the son, who's the Chaver, why can't he hold on to the date beer until the Regel? Says the Gemara, that's also not a possibility in this case, because b'davar she'enei mishtamer l'regel. We're discussing something that's already past its time a little bit. If you wait until the next Yom Tov, it's already not going to be good anymore. So that's why it's not an Eitzah. But really, l'halacha, we don't have to be concerned that the person's going to drink it during the year. And really, these types of Eitzahs of holding on to it until the pressing season, or holding on to it until the regel, it could be such an Eitzah does work. There's no raya from here that it doesn't work. It could be such an Eitzah does work. The reason why the Braisa didn't give the Chavar, the Yairish, that Eitza, is because we're talking about something that doesn't have a pressing season, we're talking about something that won't last until the Regel, even though technically speaking, such an Eitza would theoretically work. The Mishnah said, "V'mamar hifrash to the seicha revias kodesh neman." That even though during the year, when it's not the pressing season, so an amaretz is not believed regarding his truma, if he says that they have a revias of kachim that I designated within this barrel of truma, a revias of it I designated to be used for the mizbeach, so then he has nemanus, because once we're going to use some of it for the mizbeach, it would be preposterous to then consider the rest of the barrel tame. We're putting some of it onto the mizbeach and we're calling it tame. That doesn't make any sense. So once we're believing him with regards to the revias of kachim, so then we're going to believe him also, we're going to consider the entire barrel to be tar. We're going to consider the barrel of truma wine also to be considered tar. Now says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah over there. So now this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Ayolais, and it's discussing a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is something we've mentioned many times already, most recently in Meseches Ma'id Katan. Basically, a Beis HaPras is a field that has a kever inside the field. Someone was buried inside of this field, and someone else, I guess he didn't know that there was a kever there, he didn't care very much that there was a kever there, and he took a plow, and he plowed over the entire field, including the kever, he plowed over the entire thing, and now the mace, all the bones of the mace, are all crumbled up, so there's no more problems of tumas oil, because there's no bones that are big enough for there to be a problem of tumas oil. However, the halacha is that even a very small bone, even an etzem kisa'ira, a bone that's the size of a barley seed, even though it's not metame and tumas oil, but it does have tumas maga umasa. If someone touches it, someone moves it, so then he's going to become tame mace. He's going to become tame mace from magu umasa. Now, because of that, Chazal said that if you have such a field that there was a kever that got plowed over, so mida araisa, you're allowed to walk straight through the field, even a kayin. There's no problems of tuma because it's only a suffik tuma. Maybe you're going to touch it. Maybe there's an etzem that's the size of a saira. It's suffik tuma bereshus harabim. The halacha is a suffik tuma bereshus harabim is tar. However, Chazal made Gzera, that the Beis HaPras is considered Tame. That a person is considered Tame if he walks through a Beis HaPras, and therefore a Kayim would have a problem, he wouldn't be able to walk through a Beis HaPras, and Beis HaPras would mean the place of where the Kever is, and anything within 100 Amos from where the Mace was. So now, the Shaila is like this. Let's say we have a person, he's going to bring his Karban Pesach, and the way he's going, the only way he's going to get to the Beis HaMikdash, is if he goes through this Beis HaPras. If he doesn't go through the Beis HaPras, he's not going to be able to bring his Karban Pesach. That's a Chiv Kares. It's very serious. So he wants to bring his Karban Pesach. The problem is that there's a Beis HaPras over there. If he goes through the Beis HaPras, he's going to be Tmei Meis, and then he's not going to be able to bring his Karban Pesach. So now what does he do? So says the Mishnah in Ayolos like this. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Ayolos, that Moedim Beis Avim Beis Hillel, everybody agrees, Sheboitkin La'aisei Pesach. Now, when a person is going to bring his Karban Pesach, so we say he's allowed to walk through the Beis HaPras, provided he checks it. We'll see in a moment what does it mean to check it, but there is a way that we'll rely on a certain type of checking. It's not the most ideal, but we'll rely on checking it in order for a person to be able to bring his Karban Pesach. It's very serious. So we'll rely on this bedika to be able to bring a Karban Pesach. Ve'ein boitkin lo'ichlei truma. However, we don't rely on checking for someone that wants to eat truma. Meaning somebody who's not going to bring his Karban Pesach, stam, a person who walks through a Beis HaPras and he checked it. The halacha is we still consider him to be Tmei Meis and he's not allowed to eat truma. We don't say that because he checked it, so therefore now he's tar. If he checked it, even if he checked it, we still do not allow him to eat truma because we consider him to be Tmei Meis. It's only for Karban Pesach, that's when we rely on this bedika. Now my boykin, what type of bedika is this? What is this bedika? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, menapeach adam beis hapras v'haylech. The sheet of Shmuel, we'll see it's a machlekes. Shmuel explains that what it means to check means that a person blows through the beis hapras as he walks through it. As he's walking through the beis hapras, he keeps blowing right in front of him, and this way we assume that any etzem kisa'ira that's there will blow away. And then he takes another step, he blows some more, and he takes another step, and he keeps blowing as he walks through the Beis HaPras. That's what it means to be boitken. Now you have to know if that's really quicker, you know, maybe he's better off going around. But I guess if it's not such a wide Beis HaPras, so that would be his Eitzah. He blows it as he walks through the Beis HaPras. That's the Shita of Shmuel. However, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Meshmei de'ula Amar, Ula said a different pshat, that what does it mean to be Baitken? What it means is Beis HaPras, Shenideish Tar. It's that once it's Nideish, once it was trampled on, once a certain number of people trampled over and walked through the Beis HaPras, so then we consider all the bones to be very, all away and all tiny, and then already there's no problem to go through the Beis HaPras. So really what Ula is saying is that what it means to be Baitken is not to do something like blowing. Baitken means you check into the Metzias, you check into the facts, how many people have walked through the Beis HaPras. Once it's a certain amount of people, it's considered ready now, together a Beis HaPras Shenideish. Once it's a Beis HaPras Shenideish, that's when you're allowed to walk through the Beis HaPras. That's what it means to be Baitken. Now, the Mishnah said that we only rely on this bedika for a Karban Pesach, but not for Truma. So the Gemara explains that lo'aisei Pesach, when it comes to someone who's bringing his Karban Pesach, so lo'ayhim midu devrein b'malkim kares. So Chazal did not keep their words. They didn't hold up their gezerah since it's b'malkim kares. If they held up their gezerah and they said that when this guy goes through the Beis HaPras, he's going to be Tmei Meis, it's going to come out that he's not bringing his Karban Pesach, which is be'etzem and iser kares, all because of this tumah derabanan that they made on the Beis HaPras. So therefore, b'malkim kares, Chazal were not, they didn't enforce their gezerah, and they held that for Isay Pesach, he's allowed to be saimich on this bedika, but which is a difficult line to read, but perhaps we could read what it means is like this, that Eichle Truma, where there's no kares, I mean, all the Gemara had to say is that, but for Eichle Truma, there's no kares, so therefore, Chazal enforced their gzeira. The Gemara says more than that, that for Eichle Truma, Chazal enforced their gzeira, because if they are Tamei Meis, if the person is Tamei Meis, then it's a chi of Misa for him to eat the Truma. So it's like a double negative on the Karban Pesach, if we enforce our gzeira, so then the person's not going to bring his Karban Pesach, which is a chi of kares. As opposed to Truma, we don't have much to lose. We tell the guy he's Tamei Meis, it's not like he's going to be chayiv kares for not eating the truma. And even more than that is that if he's Tamei, if he really is Tamei, so then if he eats the truma and he's Tamei, the halacha is that he's chayiv misa, so therefore by truma they enforce the gezerah, and by Karban Pesach they did not enforce the gezerah. Says the Gemara Vayter now that Ibai, and this is where it's going to connect back into our Mishnah, that Ibailu, they asked the Shailun, the base Medrash, that Badak lepischai mahu sheyecha betrumasai. What's the halacha? We said for Isay Pesach, you're allowed to rely on this Bedika. So let's say you have Ruvain, he goes through a Besa Pras, and then we tell him, he goes to ask the Rav, am I still allowed to bring the Karban Pesach? Yes, he did the Bedika. He blew as he was going through. The halacha is, the Rav will tell him that yes, you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. He then asked the Rav, okay, I also have some truma in Yerushalayim. My friend gave me some truma. Am I allowed to eat the truma? So what does the Rav tell him? Does the Rav tell him, seemingly you should say that the Rav is going to tell him that no, we said that the Bedika only works to bring the Karban Pesach. It doesn't work to eat truma. It's going to come out a very strange thing. It's going to come out that the Rav tells him that yes, you're tar, you could bring the Karban Pesach. I could eat the truma, and the Rav is going to tell him that no, you're tameh, you can't eat the truma, you're tameh. Bedika doesn't work. So am I tameh or am I tar? It's very strange. So that was the Shailam. Maybe once we tell him that he can rely on the Bedika for the Karban Pesach, so maybe we'll be forced to also allow him to rely on the Bedika for Truma. So Ula Amar Badak Lepischai Mutal Echa B'Trumasai. Ula says that we can't give such a preposterous psak. Once we give him that we're relying on the Bedika for the Karban Pesach, so then we also have to tell him that we're going to rely on the Bedika for the Truma, and he's allowed to eat Truma. However, Rabbi Bar Ula says, you know, the people are sophisticated enough to understand that Badak Lepischai also Lecha B'Trumasai, even though the Bedika we relied on it for the Karban Pesach, but we're not going to rely on it for Truma. People are sophisticated, they'll realize that, they'll get it, that the Bedika works for Karban Pesach because doesn't it work? The answer is that it works somewhat. We don't know for sure. So for Karban Pesach, we'll rely on it. For Truma, don't rely on it. And we could give such a psak. That's Rabbi Bar Ula. Now, Amar Le'ahu Saba, a certain elderly man came, and Taisus and Chulin really on Vavam and Aleph says that Ahu Saba and Shas is referring to Eliyahu Navi. So Eliyahu Navi came to Rabbi Bar Ula, and Eliyahu Navi said to Rabbi Bar Ula that Le'tifle Galei is the De'ula. That Rabbi Bar Ula, don't argue on Ula. Ula is the one who said that Badak Lepischai Mutter Lachal Betrumasai, that we don't give this preposterous psak. Once we tell him that he's allowed to rely on the Bedika for Karban Pesach, we tell him he's also allowed to eat Truma. Comes Eliyahu Navi to Rabbi Bar Ula and he says, don't argue on Ula. Vitznan Kivase, we have a Mishnah that says like him, that once we rely on the Bedika for Karban Pesach, we should also rely on it for Truma. What's the Mishnah that supports him? It's our Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah that said that even though an Am Haaretz is not Neman on the Tahara of Truma all year round, the Mishnah says, "Im Amar Hifrashti L'Seicha Ravias Kodesh." Then Neman, once he's the Am Haaretz says that I have a Ravias of Hektish inside of this barrel, so we can't give such a preposterous psak and use the wine for the mizbeach and then tell him at the same time that the rest of the wine is tame. That doesn't work. So Alma, you see from here, me the Mehemen Hakodesh Mehemen Namiat Truma. Once we have to give him Nemanis on the Kachim, so then we give him Nemanis about the Truma as well. So Hachanami, it's the same idea, once we believe him, really should be, once we're saimich on the Bedika with regards to the Karban Pesach, so then we have to be saimich on the Bedika when it comes to the eating Truma as well. The Mishnah then said that kade yayin v'kade shemen. So we said we'll explain this when we get to the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that when it comes to the pitchers themselves, the pitchers of wine and the pitchers of oil, hamidu ma'is, that's really going to be almost like a separate clause, but hamidu ma'is, that have a mixture. We'll see in the Gemara what that's referring to. So the Am Haaretz is nemun on them, but during the pressing season and even 70 days before, because already 70 days before, that's when people started being matired their kalim, so we could believe the Am Haaretz about the tahara of the kadei yayin v'kadei shemen even 70 days before the pressing season. So Tana, we learned in the Braisa that ein nemanin le'al kankanim v'le'al atruma, that the Am Haaretz is not neman for the jugs themselves, so the pitchers that are holding the truma, and he's also not neman on the truma. That's the line of the Braisa, a very vague line. The Braisa just tells us that an Am Haaretz is not believed about the pitcher, and he's not believed about the truma. So says the Gemara, Kan Kanim Demai. What's the braisa referring to? What's the barrel consisting of? Kankanim. He's not believed about kankanim. What's inside the kankanim? E kankanim de kaidash. If it's kankanim that's holding kachim, so that doesn't make any sense. We believe him about the tahara of kachim. So migu de memena kaidash mehemenamia kankanim. So once we're believing him about the tahara of the kachim, so then l'chayr, we should also believe him about the tahara of the kankanim. Ala kankanim de truma. So you'll tell me that we're referring to the kankanim of the truma, which all year round Amaret is never neman about. Well, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then pshita. So then obviously we don't give him nemanis. We don't give him nemanis about the truma. Why should we give him nemanis about the kankanim? Hashta truma loy mehemen, a kankanim mehemen. If we don't give him nemanis about the truma all year round, so why should we believe him about the tahara of the jar, of the barrel that's holding the truma? So Ella says the Gemara, it's berekanim de kodesh u'bishayamayis hashana. What the Bryce is referring to is empty barrels, but it's barrels that are miyuchud for kodesh. It's designated to be used for kachim, and it's all year round. So on those barrels, the Bryce is saying that he's ain nemanin, even though if the barrel had hekdesh inside of it, we would be forced to give him nemanas, because once we give him nemanas about the hekdesh, migu, that we believe him about the hekdesh, we'll have to tell him also that his barrel is tar, but if the kankan is empty, even though it's miyuchad for kachim, but if the barrel is, if the kankan is empty, so then we do not believe the amaretz. Uve ben leyin the truma ubeshas agisais. And when it says truma, it's referring to a barrel that's consisting of truma, it's holding truma, and it's during the pressing season, that even though we give him nemanis about the truma itself, during the pressing season, we give him nemanis about the truma, but we make him put it into our kalim, we don't actually use his the kli of the amaretz. And Rashi explains that it's dafka with regards to the truma, we had a certain tzayrich, because a lot of people were Amei Aretz, and they were the ones separating truma, so it was a certain tzayrich to believe him about the truma, but with regards to the kankanim, so therefore we did not give them manas to the Amei Aretz with regards to the kankan. And the Mefarshim deal with how that's possible. Why don't we have the migu that we mentioned before, the migu that is neman on the truma, which also give him nemanis about the kankan. Ayin shem in the Mefarshim. The Gemara says now that tonight we said in our Mishnah that kade yayin ukade shaman amedu mais. We said that we believe him about the pitchers of wine or the pitchers of oil that are midu mais. So now what's midu mais? Midu mais refers to usually a mixture of truma and chulin. So when you have a mixture of truma and chulin, that's called its meduma. What's medumais in our Mishnah? That truma and chulin has nothing to do with our Mishnah. So what is our Mishnah referring to when it says medumais? My lav medumais the truma. The chayra, it's referring to medumais of truma, which doesn't really mean chulin and truma. What it means is medumais of truma. It means it's tavel. It's tavel inside of the barrel. It's things. It's wine and oil that truma and maaser has not yet been separated from. And the significance of that is that there's also truma. Every tavel has truma mixed in. You have to separate the truma. But it seems from this Gemara that the lumness of that is that there's really truma there. It's just that you have to separate it. It's asman daraisa, big hakira by truma. If we view it, it's the chiv to separate truma that makes the avla of eating tavel, or it's the fact that there's truma mixed in. Al kapanim, the Gemara seems to be saying like this. The Gemara is saying that the Mishnah had said that we give nemanus to the Amaretz about kade yayin ukade shaman amedumais. What is the mimedumais? L'chayr, it's referring to tavel, and the reason why we give him nemanus this is because every tevel has truma mixed in, so that's why we give him nemanis. But what do you see? You see that we give him nemanis even on the kalim, on the kandayayin, the kandai shemen, not like the way we're being mefarish the braisa. We just said at the pshat in the braisa is that we do not give nemanis to the ama aretz on the kankan of the truma even during the pressing season. We only give him nemanis on the truma, but not on the kankan. The Mishnah seems to say otherwise. The Mishnah says that these kandayayin, the kandai shemen, and medumais, we give him nemanis on it. And the chayr medumais is referring to tevel, which has truma in it. So that's why we give him nemanis. So it's not like the braisa. So says the Gemara, no, amidabei ravichia medumais de kodesh. Here we're not referring to typical medumais, which discusses chulin and tevel and truma. Here we're referring to the fact that there's actually kachim inside the barrel. And when there's kachim inside the barrel, so then it's like we had before, the kankan of kachim, when there's kachim inside, we do give nemanis to the amaretz that the kankan is tar. So that's why the Mishnah says that the kadi yayin v'kadi shaman and medumais is tar. It's because there's hektish that's also mixed into the barrel. Asked the Gemara, "Miika dimua lekaidash? Is there such a concept as dimua lekaidash? Meduma refers to chulin and truma being mixed together. Since when is kachim mixed in? Since when is that called meduma? It's just because there's kachim mixed in." So says the Gemara, "Amri debe ravilai b'metahir as tivlai litol mimenu nisachim." Einachanami. It's not that there's kachim mamish mixed in, and rather that would not have a shame meduma. Rather, what it is it's tevel, like we said before. It's tevel. But once this Amaretz takes off the Truma, his Kavan is that once he has the Chulin, once the Tavel, he takes off Truma and it becomes Chulin, his intentions are to then use that Chulin and to use it for the Mizbeach, to use it for Nisachim. So since his intentions are to use it for Hekdesh, so that's why we give Nemanas. Really the Halacha would be that we should not give him Nemanas, because the Kankan of Truma, we do not give Nemanas to the Amaretz. The reason why in our Mishnah we give him Nemanas is because his kavan is to then use the chulin and to use it for the mizbeach. Since his kavan is to use it for the mizbeach, so therefore already now, even in its chulin state, we give him nemanis about the kankan that it's tar. Now the Mishnah said that not only do we give him nemanis during the pressing season, but we also give him nemanis kaidim legisai shivim yoyim. We even give him nemanis already 70 days before the for 70 days before the pressing season, because that's already when people start being matir their kalim. So Amar Abaye said that Shema Mino, you see from here that dinuhu, you see from here that the halacha is the ilave arisa lemitrach agulfe shivim yoyim and mikame matzarta, that it's incumbent upon a sharecropper to be tireach and preparing the barrels already 70 days before the harvesting season. Because you see already 70 days beforehand, that's when everyone's matayr their kalim. So you see from here a halach and chayshay mishpat that the job of the sharecropper is to start preparing the barrel 70 days before the harvesting season.